That's a good one.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Happy Tuesday. I have no idea what's going on. So this could be the shortest pod in Planet FPL history.
You sure we haven't been cancelled after the...
Cancel us.
After the Chelsea pod.
Try.
So, Tuesdays is kind of a bit of a random swing with something. So I thought I'd swing with something.
Champions League. Oh, there is Champions League. But
Don't forget your subs if you've got any to make tonight.
I do.
I thought I'd swing with something very different. Partly because of an annoyance that I'm facing at the moment. Everybody's facing on Twitter, and some people believe it to be legit. The bias of refereeing decisions towards Big Six is so fucking tiresome, honestly, as I covered again a bit on yesterday's podcast. Anyway, got me thinking about football conspiracies, and I saw a tweet last week from someone who I don't know. It was just liked and it appeared on my timeline, and it's had like about 15,000 likes, and all the tweet says, what's a football conspiracy theory that you at least slightly believe in? That's it. And I'm going to talk about some of the replies, Suj. I'm going to throw some of them your way. So some are funny, some are part serious. Suj generally doesn't know anything I'm about to throw his way.
Nah.
It is just...
Suj is sitting there making sure he's made his UEFA Champions League subs.
But you don't want to do it yet. Wait for kickoff tonight, you plonker.
Well, Andy Robertson's only got 3 points. So Haller for Robertson seems logical.
You're just worried you're going to forget. Isn't that game tomorrow? Is it tonight?
15th.
Oh, it's tonight.
Yeah, him and Alvarez. And then goalkeeper. I may as well sell the Salzburg goalkeeper for Mendy and get it done.
Unless Mendy's not travelling.
But it's on minus points. I'd rather take a zero than take minus points.
Wasn't there some sort of conspiracy thinking that... non-vaccinated players wouldn't be able to play for Chelsea?
Well, do you know what I had today? My third dose of old COVID this morning before I came in, yeah.
Where you been? I had that ages ago.
No, well, the thing is, I had faith in my own immune system, the strength of my COVID immunity for the last 2-3 months. And as it's been on the rise in the last week and a half and people were getting sick, I'm like, right, now's the time to go and get the third dose.
Okay.
Yeah. Top biding my time.
What would you say to someone who said COVID was a conspiracy theory?
Pass the joint. Pass the joint to the right-hand side or the left-hand side. Do you know, though, when I went in for my third jab and they said, we're going to give you Moderna. And I'm like, I don't know one vaccine from another, but I don't think that's one of the good ones. Give me one of the good ones. They don't make any difference, does it? Anyway, I still feel good. I don't feel like I've had any side effects yet. So, go on then. I'm ready. I'm making this Haller transfer. I know you're telling me don't do it.
All right, just do it if you want to do it.
Haller's going to play tonight.
All right, let's have a laugh with this one, because everything feels like it's been very serious recently. I'm not going to bother reading out handles who've responded to this, because they're not FPL accounts or anything. But there's no point.
Someone's going to find it and retweet all the
it's bollocks to it.
Put them on a list.
Right, here's one for you. Right. Marcelo Bielsa can speak English very well. He just can't be asked talking to our media.
I believe that
conspiracy one. Conspiracy or true?
True.
Why wouldn't he just speak in English? Is it just to keep the interpreter a job?
Interpreter.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Interpretator.
No, I think he can speak English, but I don't think he's confident enough to speak to the media. So.
Okay.
But I do think he can speak English. Definitely Bielsa can speak English.
All right. Let's throw you another one.
He's been here a long time. He's working with the players every day.
Yeah. And to be honest, whenever he's outside his house, he tends to speak to people in English. All right. Here's another one for you. VAR is not being used for what it's supposed to, and is being used to manipulate certain games if needed. Opinion. Oh, wow, Suj.
It's wrong. Straightforward wrong. VAR is not being used to manipulate games. But is VAR, the first part of that sentence, VAR is not being used for what it was meant for. I don't know if VAR is being used in the way that it was supposed to be being used. I don't think it is.
Do you think VAR is favouring big clubs? Conspiracy theory.
I think it feels like VAR is favouring big clubs. But if you averaged it out over a season, decisions that have gone for you and gone against you, I think it probably isn't. But I think it definitely feels that way. And doesn't help that some of the ones that haven't been given against some of the big clubs are like really fucking obvious. That's the problem. But then look, Sanchez should have been sent off at the weekend and wasn't. So, you know.
Yeah, as I said yesterday.
I think if you look at it over a season and look at it over all clubs, it probably, give or take, evens itself out. But the perception, I think, is definitely there that it favours the big clubs.
I just think it's the incompetence of the referees. I really don't think there's a lot more to
it. There's a lot of clamour now to import referees from Europe and stuff because they're so much better. Even the game in our Sevilla, the ref in our Sevilla game was decent. I don't know. But this is the thing. It's like, if we can buy players, why can't we buy a referee? Why can't the Premier League just go and hire the world's best referees for our league? How would you feel about foreign refs?
I would have had Kalina referee every game ever, right? Yeah. But Kalina wasn't like immune to mistakes. Ask any Everton fan that about when they lost to Villarreal in the Champions League qualifier. Like, Everton had a goal ruled out that should never have been ruled out. So he made mistakes. Even the best made mistakes. But I think it's also worth remembering on VAR decisions. I feel like certainly in terms of decisions given, let's say that bigger clubs players get fouled more than they foul opposition players. Would that level out?
I think, well, apart from Manchester City's immaculate tactical fouling on the halfway line, the Rodri and Fernandinho special, generally, yes, bigger clubs, their players will get fouled more than they commit fouls. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Here's a different one for you. Italy and Spain were robbed against South Korea in the 2002 World Cup. Italy won it 4 years later. Spain won it 4 years after that. Conspiracy? Fixed? Rigged?
It's 20 years ago.
You can't remember.
Get over it. I just remember it being such a feel-good story for South Korea. And I don't remember them at the time, anyone saying they didn't deserve to go through or that it wasn't a good news story. I don't think fixed. Every international tournament, there's always one or two countries that should go through that don't. Always, without fail. You've seen France be dog shite. Seen Italy not make it through the group stages at tournaments. Plenty of clubs. So, countries, I should say. So, I'm not buying that one. No conspiracy theory.
The Aguero goal was staged.
Nah. Like, I mean, the work to get into that, to stage a 94th minute winner, but then also to set up the scene at Old Trafford where they think they're going to win it and everything there. Like, you'd have to fix two games of football to have that kind of scenario, like the way it ended. Nah. And if Manchester United are the richest, most powerful club in the world, or at least in this country, or biggest, or even back then, they were bigger than they are now, you think it would be set up to favour City? No. It would be set up to favour United. So
Maybe the Abu Dhabi group bought it.
No.
I do think that if you've ever seen it back, as the attack builds, the QPR fans are celebrating, because they've heard the final whistle go at Stoke and Bolton have failed to win, which means at that point that even if Man City score, QPR are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered if that game hadn't have finished at that point, if Aguero would have scored, if they might have just defended, if they'd have just in that moment, because literally as the attack is happening, the QPR players must be aware the QPR fans are cheering and they're safe. And I've always wondered if exactly that.
That's football.
Would
isn't
someone
it?
Have put another half a yard of effort in?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
None of the refs that officiate in the Championship, League One, or League Two are actually qualified referees.
That's not true. But, I mean, it's no university degree to qualify to be a referee, is it?
No, but one of the things that always feeds back, the guys always say on the like the EFL or the Gaffer Championship Fantasy Channel, and there's been some horrendous refereeing decisions recently. One at West Brom on Monday night, one at Barnsley at the weekend. You don't know how lucky you've got it with the Premier League refs, basically, is what these guys seem to tell us. All right, here's another one for you. Shakhtar Donetsk don't actually play any league games. They just turn up in Man City's Champions League group every year.
Again, no conspiracy. But then you could extend that out to City getting favourable draws in the cups all the bloody time.
It was the one with Paddy Power tweeted, didn't they? Before the fifth round of the cup.
Yeah.
The question is not whether Man City will get Peterborough, it's just if they'll be home or away. Mm. And then literally happens 2 minutes later. Lost that one. All players named MacArthur or McCarthy have played for Wigan or Crystal Palace at some point in their career.
That one I buy. there's something in the articles of association of the company Crystal Palace Limited that says they have to buy MacArthur's and McCarthy's. And West Brom, was it as well? Oh, Wigan. Sorry, Wigan.
Wigan.
That.
Wigan.
They prop up.
They played together, didn't they, at Wigan? That's probably why it feels like that. Gianluigi Buffon is in serious debt and continues to play to make up for it.
I'm buying that one.
He's signed a new contract. He's like 46 or something, isn't he?
Yeah. And I think he's in debt to the Italian
mafia.
Mob. Yeah, the mafia. So, he still owes Silvio Berlusconi money.
What do you think about yellow cards for removing your shirt?
Yeah, do it. Book them.
What about if
unless they're fat?
What would you say to
any player with a nice body that makes us is body basically body shaming the rest of us?
Anybody that body shames me is good. No, it's not good.
Anybody that does that deserves a yellow. And if they're a little bit tubby, fine. No
then
yellow.
It's all right.
It's all right.
So which current player would you be all right with them taking their shirt off? Ooh.
Who's a little round?
Gonna be a little short round dude, isn't it?
Mark Noble can take his top off.
Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? Wishing him, he's kind of stocky, he's kind of Rooney-ish, but quite short. He's Gelhardt at Leeds.
Okay.
He doesn't look like a football athlete, but he's quick as, right? Yeah. He just doesn't, he doesn't strike me that he's got the six-pack going on underneath. What do you think of the idea that the yellow card for removing the shirt is in place to ensure shirt sponsors maximise their screen time?
I don't agree with that at all.
Do you believe that Burnley genuinely don't have an away kit?
That's a good one. but I've seen them playing it.
Well, of course, because every time Burnley play at West Ham, they obviously don't play in claret and blue.
I'm not buying that one.
No, okay,
I'm afraid.
Fine.
Everton, what is it this season? Dark blue, Burnley away.
They played. They're normally,
I feel like it's dark blue.
A black or a light. I mean, played in black at Brentford at the weekend, yeah. I think. Everton Football Club was quietly sold to scientists in the 90s who've used it as a long-term social experiment to gauge the threshold of emotional pain tolerance in humans.
Everton's an interesting one because we didn't talk about them earlier at all. And obviously...
Usmanov's links, yeah?
Yeah. Mashiri's made most of his money as a result of Usmanov, and that's a big concern there as well.
They've got many concerns, that club.
One of them is not that they've been sold to science.
Okay.
Because you could have argued up until 2 years ago, you could have said the same about my club. It's been years of pain, ups and downs and pain.
Ronaldo versus Messi, who's the greatest? This isn't a conspiracy question, but it will lead on to one.
I'm going to go Ronaldo.
Really? I don't like you. I don't like people who prefer Ronaldo over Messi just based on
goal scoring.
I want
to like Messi more. I do want to like Messi more, but Ronaldo went and did it in different leagues. His international record is ridiculous. He scored more goals than most Anyone. Players for us have got caps. Do you know what I mean? He's ridiculous. And I mean, I don't know what's happened to Messi this season, but Ronaldo, agree or disagree, he scored 18 goals this season and there's still a third of it left. He'll easily top 22, 25 goals.
Average. Anyway.
So I would say Ronaldo keeps doing it. Although, like, if I just had to watch for 20 minutes, I would say Messi. Ronaldo's the most effective footballer, though.
You won't agree with this, then. The Ronaldo versus Messi debate was heavily driven by the media to create a rivalry that would make more fans talk more about the game, in turn getting more viewers. Because for as good as Ronaldo he is, he's not on Messi's level, but he was the next best option. I think you already answered it.
I don't think... okay, natural talent, of course it's Messi all day long, like just natural gifted ability. But the majority of us in the world are probably massively talented at something that either no one else cares about and therefore we can't make millions of, or are not naturally talented at much, right? And you want to be able to believe that hard work can make you elite at something by putting the hours in. Putting in 10,000 hours or something makes you an expert at it. And Ronaldo proves that point, that just sheer bloody mindedness and hard work will get you there. Obviously, he did have talent as well. That's like compound effect. So, yeah, I don't buy that media conspiracy, though, that more people need to watch football. Like, no.
Okay. If I said the 2018-19 Champions League campaign, do you know what campaign I'm talking about? And don't say, yeah, the 2018-19 season.
Who won it that year? Munich?
No, it's when Liverpool beat us in the final.
Oh, okay, fine.
So, conspiracy theory. That whole Champions League campaign was rigged from the knockout stage onwards. It was a comeback in every other game. It was so obvious.
There was a comeback in every other game?
Yeah, with like Liverpool against Barca, us against Ajax, us against Man City.
So there was a comeback in three games?
I can't remember all of them off the top of my head. Wasn't that maybe the year Barcelona did PSG as well? I think maybe it was.
So it was rigged?
Yeah, like the comebacks, it was just done for drama. It wasn't real.
No.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I believe that one.
You believe that one? What, because Tottenham got to the final?
Exactly that.
Do you think they...
There is no way
do you think
that
if they
would ever get to a final.
Do you think if they were going to rig it, they'd have rigged it in Tottenham's favour?
I don't know. Enoch's got to do something with their billions.
All right, here's one on Tottenham. Harry Winks is a paid actor pretending to be a footballer.
Oh, that's true.
Okay.
But he'd be... I remember seeing him in the documentary, All or Nothing. He'd be right at home at the... what's the pub in EastEnders? The Queen Vic. The Queen Vic. Harry Winks.
Harry Winks.
He'd be the landlord of the Queen Vic all day long.
Don't think so. I don't think he'd see above the taps, would he? Alvaro Morata is used for money laundering.
Oh, yeah. Agree with that one. Because? Agree with that one.
Because? Just because Juventus are involved quite a lot.
Yeah, and he's never delivered, and his transfer fee's always been extortionately high. So, yeah. Lolvaro Morata all day long.
Do we believe the Premier League deliberately delayed making a decision on Newcastle's takeover, hoping it would go away?
Yes.
That one seems legit.
Yeah, they wanted to bury their head in the sand a bit with that one.
This person's put... teams absolutely rolled over for Leicester during their title-winning campaign. Won't be told anything different. Had managers and players coming out who still had to play against Spurs and Leicester saying they wanted Leicester to win it. Conspiracy theory that teams rolled over for Leicester.
No. I don't think any team will roll over in that sense. I think there are definitely, towards the end of the season, certain teams that might put in a bit less effort if they've got nothing to play for and what have you. But I don't think there's any team that rolled over, per se. And the reason they wanted Leicester to win was because it was such a feel-good story. It wasn't because they did dislike Spurs or anyone else.
Do you think that was wrong in hindsight, though? There were people coming out and saying, hope they win it, and they did still have to play against them. Like, I don't have a problem with it, but do you think in hindsight, looking back on it, that was wrong?
I think... why has no one asked, for example, we've got to play City at home still.
Yeah.
No one's asked David Moyes, would you rather City or Liverpool win the title in a press conference? But they would back then ask, would you rather Leicester or Spurs won the title? So what if Moyes has got a preference for City winning the title because he used to manage Everton and therefore doesn't like the Reds?
Okay.
So... are we going to roll over for City? If we lose to City, did we roll over for City because we don't like Liverpool? I don't buy it. That's not a conspiracy I don't buy. But I also think they shouldn't ask the question in the first place. If you ask a question, then don't moan about the answer afterwards.
Okay. Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini are the four guys for much more sinister football administrators.
Sepp Blatter, okay, there are much more sinister things in football than Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini, but they're also still a bit dodgy. So I don't think they're the fall guy for other issues, but I think there are things worse than them as well out there.
Okay. Gianluigi Donnarumma is forever 21.
Oof. How old is he now?
I don't know. I'm guessing 21.
He got some stick the other day, didn't he?
Wait, did you see the mistake?
Yeah.
It wasn't a good one.
I'd still have him in goal all day long. Do we get hoodwinked by his size?
Just feels, I think he's a top goalkeeper.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think he's a top goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Morgan Sanson doesn't actually exist. He's a figment of our imagination.
Haven't seen him for a very long time. So I can't argue with that one. I can't argue with that one at all.
The Ballon d'Or is a heavily manipulated award and it's slowly losing credibility.
You're just stating facts. I thought this was conspiracies. I mean, that's a given. Lewandowski never won it.
You remember
let's invent a new award just to keep him happy.
Do you remember Vincent Kompany's goal against Leicester?
From outside the box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, about 10 minutes earlier, Kelechi Iheanacho missed the one-on-one. Conspiracy theory. He missed it on purpose.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, because he used to play for him. That's just what someone's put.
No, don't buy that.
Solskjaer knew all along about the Greenwood off-pitch shenanigans.
Nah.
And kept quiet about it.
No. I think the severity of it... I mean, to be honest with you, the amount of media coverage it's had is very, it's not huge because it's so horrific that people are like, we all know this is hideous. We don't need to talk about it. So yeah, I'm never going to buy that. Never going to buy that.
Thiago Silva is the first footballer in history to secretly be several years younger than he claims to be.
He's the first footballer in history. Roger Miller did that for about 20 years, mate.
Roger Miller. And wasn't it Mourinho joked about Samuel Eto'o's age?
No one knew. It was a mystery. It definitely would increase his value. I mean, Thiago's getting younger. The Benjamin Button of football, eh?
There were at least 7 Steve Cooks playing for Bournemouth at the same time.
I mean, he's got quite a generic kind of look about him as well. He's dark hair and, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm going to buy that one.
UEFA eliminated away goals rule to ensure more games go to extra time and penalties for the purpose of sponsors.
I don't know if... Nah, I'm not buying that. I'd like to think it was true because they're money-grabbing bastards, but... I don't actually think that many more games will go to extra time or penalties. 1 or 2, maybe. So it's not worth the effort. Yeah.
Staying on a Champions League theme, Manchester City will never win the Champions League until Pep Guardiola apologises to Yaya Toure.
Ooh. What does he need to apologise for? Birthday cake.
That's what I'm thinking. Was it just because of the birthday cake?
And you think what? Yaya's cursed the club to never win the Champions League. I think they might win it this year.
Certainly with a chance.
Yeah.
We'll obviously talk about last night's game on Friday. Did you watch the game last night?
No.
I mean, it should have won. But
I followed it on my phone. It was 0-0.
The longer it went on, the less likely it felt like they were going to score, actually. But it could have been a couple up at half time.
I don't mind a cheeky bet on Liverpool winning everything, though, this year.
It's not impossible.
It's really not. And then what does City do? Like a trophy-less season.
But what do you do if you win a quadruple? Do you just quit? Do you just become Chelsea and cease to exist?
Yeah,
jokes.
It would be incredible if they did. And the style with which they've done it. And to have possibly, say, it finish like it does now, the top three goal scorers in the league, top three assists in the league, probably the most clean sheets in the league. That's completing football in a way. Yeah, incredible.
Officials still hold a grudge.
I'll tell you what, though.
Go on.
Salah still wouldn't win Ballon d'Or if I could win a Messi or Ronaldo.
Officials have held a grudge against Sheffield Wednesday ever since Di Canio pushed Alcock over.
Probably true.
Bayern Munich lose some games in the Bundesliga on purpose to keep the league somewhat interesting.
Yeah, definitely true. Definitely true.
Tottenham Hotspur and Crystal Palace only exist to take points off of Manchester City every fucking season.
It's starting to feel that way. And you can chuck Southampton into the mix.
They've won 22 of their other 23 Premier League games if you throw Southampton in.
Yeah, it's mad.
That's amazing. Clubs can easily identify racist fans and ban them forever, but choose not to because a big chunk of their fan base is racist and clubs don't want to alienate them.
Clubs could definitely do more. I think let's save that one for Tottenham tomorrow. Because I like to get a bit irritated with a few people that sit a few rows behind me that are not racist, to be honest with you. But there's a lot of C word and a lot of F in this and a lot of F in that. And it's kind of like the louder you shout and the ruder you are, the more valid your point is when you're just chatting shit, mate. Like, what annoys me as much as the swearing is the stupidity of the comments. Like, Benrahma loses the ball and suddenly you're raving on about how he's been shit for 6 months and whatever else. You're like, you don't know what you're talking about. And then my little son says to me, I feel like I'm in a very angry place right now, Dad. And there's a lot of swearing. I'm like, yeah, fine. But then I'm getting to the point where I'm like, shut up, mate. But you would never turn around to somebody because you don't know where you're going to start an argument and a war in the middle of the stands, right?
I had a guy behind me at Everton the other week who was clearly absolutely twatted.
Yeah.
And he's lucky that no one was sitting in front of him because they'd have fucking killed him the size of the... When we scored, like, they went over into the row. Like,
oh, man.
Behind me was empty. Over. Yeah, he went head first into the row behind. And I just looked at him. You know, like your instinct is like, oh my God, someone's fallen over. Let me help him up. I was like, yeah. I know that's the dickhead who's been like, he's twatted. I'm gonna leave him.
Yeah, but it doesn't annoy me more than it annoys my kids getting to the game. But anyway, should you don't want a sanitized environment as well. You want a bit of atmosphere, right?
Yeah.
But so I'm not saying don't cheer and don't chant, but it's the hostility in it. But could clubs do more? 100%. But it would take a bit of investment in technology.
Toby Alderweireld and Jan Vertonghen are genetically cloned twins.
Nah. They look quite different, mate.
Jose Mourinho wasn't born. He just appeared one day as a professional footballer at age 32 and hasn't aged since.
He has aged now. He's starting to look his age. So, yeah.
Nah. It's shame.
Yeah, nah, I'm not buying that one.
Pep Guardiola's Barcelona were the biggest dopers in football history.
No. Were they? Did anyone get caught?
No.
Okay. I saw an article pop up on The Athletic the other day about cocaine in football and it being a massive problem. Or was it a YouTube video?
Well, this was going to be a link towards the growing unrest in terms of fan behavior, violence.
Yeah, I think so. There is like, one in three people have seen cocaine taken at a game and stuff.
I can't think I ever have.
I don't think I ever have. I haven't.
And I'm the sort of one who'll go in the toilets and have a crafty smoke at half time. Do you know what I mean? So you probably would
on
see
a vape.
Sort of, on a vape. To be honest, away grounds do what you fucking want anyway. Mm. But there was. They reckon they found traces in pretty much all the Premier League stadiums and.
Yeah, it's not surprising. Okay.
UEFA decided in 2009 that they didn't want another All English Champions League final and a repeat of the previous year's participants. Tom Henning of Rebro didn't make a series of mistakes. He did what was demanded by his employers. This is in relation to the Chelsea-Barcelona 2009 Champions League semi-final, when Chelsea fans will still tell you to this day they should have had three clear-cut penalties awarded in that game. I think it was three, might have even been four.
Incompetence, not conspiracy.
Cup draws are clearly rigged.
I would like to believe that it's not true, but I cannot, hand on heart, say it's not true.
There should be a division between the Premier League and Championship for clubs like Norwich, Fulham, West Brom, Watford, Hull and Cardiff to play each other in.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
No, you're right, it's not. It's an idea, you're quite right. What about this one then? Mike Phelan got married in shorts.
Probably. Probably.
Thomas Müller has been 32 his whole career.
Yeah, he has felt like he's always been, like, looked the same and hasn't aged and has been... But I would have gone, like, 27 or 28 his whole career, not 32.
Oh, look, here's one from an FPL account. XG was created by these big fantasy companies to get everyone to buy Josh King.
Well, has he got good XG, has he?
Well, yeah. It was Analytics FC all went for Josh King over Grass FC Emmanuel Dennis, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
That's where this shit all started, I'm sure it was.
Oh, okay.
Agree? Disagree?
Disagree.
Okay.
Well, I like the evolution of the X's. So we had XG, XA, XGA, XGI, XGC. I want to know what the next one's going to be.
Here's one.
XFPL points.
Here's one I generally believe might have some very credence to it. North Korea's fans at the 2010 World Cup were paid actors from China.
Nah.
What were they then?
Local fans. No. Hang on. How many fans? Sorry, North Korea. I was thinking
North
South
Korea, America. Yeah. North Korea. It was believed that it was long rumored that they weren't North Korean.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
The Super League is an inside job by UEFA. They wanted to see how the fans would react, and then they provided their new ideas about the Champions League and the smaller club competitions.
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. You think these guys aren't talking to UEFA in the background? Of course they are.
But what about all like Seferin and what's the Juventus?
Infantino. No.
What's the Juventus guy's called? Shit. Not Allegri.
He's a manager, ex-manager.
Yeah, why is that all I can think in my mind? What's the...
Idiot.
Yeah. What's the Juventus guy? What's he called? Shit. You know what's really annoying about that? Someone's going to put it in Slack later and go, oh, the Juventus guy's called... Yeah, I know he's not Allegri. What's his name? What's the Juventus owner called? So just quick, Google
owner
it.
Or chairman?
I don't know. The guy who tried to start the... I'm sure it be... It begins with an A.
Agnelli.
Agnelli, thank you.
Andrea Agnelli.
Agnelli. UEFA never wanted to harm Juventus, Barcelona and Real Madrid. We see that they're still doing smelly deals.
Say that again.
Do you think Juventus, Barcelona and Real Madrid are still talking about this shit?
Yeah. They all want to do it. They all want to do it. Even the English clubs want to do it. They just can't.
Harry Maguire is a football player.
He's had his moments. He's had his moments.
There is an English football agenda against Chelsea Football Club that goes all the way up to the FA referees and media.
Refer to earlier pod. No. No. I think, don't buy it. There's no conspiracy against Chelsea.
FIFA wanted Messi to win the Copa America so badly, they organised 4 Copa America tournaments in 6 years.
Yeah. I'll buy that one.
Genuinely for Messi, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I'll buy that.
There were so many Copa Americas recently because they were trying to give Messi more chance of getting an international trophy.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm buying that all day long. Give me a couple more.
Don't want to alarm anyone, but I think that the whole Tevez and Mascherano deal may not have been on the up and up.
That's definitely not true. That was the most legit deal done in football. That was the most legit deal done in football until the summer when Haaland turns up at West Ham, and that will be a legit deal too.
Yeah, absolutely sure, mate. Aaron Ramsey only plays international football.
What's he doing at Rangers now?
Playing international football. I don't know. Someone asked me that on my stream the other day. I haven't even paid attention.
I know he was not fit when he arrived and turned up, but what's he done since? I need to check in. I was interested to see how he would do it at Rangers once he signed. But
right, this is one. You're honestly telling me out of 22 referees and 28 assistant referees, none of them support top 6 teams. No. Back to this point again. I did see a graphic, and I don't know if it's true or not because I didn't research it, that I think like 70% of the current officials were born in the northwest of England.
Oh,
that
wow.
That is like, there's no...
I mean, it's a hotbed of football.
There's no current official that was born in London.
Oh, fair play.
Which seems surprising, no?
It's very surprising, considering a third of the country live in and around the vicinity of London.
There are many groups that don't want to see an African like Mo Salah be on top, hence why they try to form untrue narratives around him.
You don't get a lot of untrue narratives, do you, about Mo Salah?
I don't know, a lot of scandals
and stuff. He's pretty clean living.
But do you think there's still something in that, like the fact Lewandowski didn't win Ballon d'Or this year because he's Polish, or the fact that Mo Salah wasn't even in like team of the year, was it? It was fucking laughable. And he still had like Ronaldo and Messi in there. It was a joke.
I don't think it's because he's African. I just think they're stupid.
India's football national team are banned from participating in the World Cup because of how they used black magic to beat Nigeria in 1999.
No comment.
Oh, you know about this, do you? Or?
No comment.
do you genuinely know something about this? I assert
my Fifth Amendment right to say nothing, or whatever the statement is that people say in court. No comment. Okay. What year was it?
1999. I didn't even know anything about that.
Yeah.
Juan Laporta could have kept Lionel Messi at Barcelona, but he let him go on purpose. I think he wanted good for Barcelona in the long run. He acts like there was nothing he could have done.
I don't think he could have kept Messi. He would have never had enough money. Never. You're going to have to pick one more, James, because this SD card needs clearing.
Okay. Timo Werner misses on purpose because he's part of an underground gambling network.
Ooh. I could buy that one. He's got the feel of a dodgy gambler.
Are we suggesting that all Chelsea forwards, Bar Costa and Drogba, have been part of an underground gambling network?
I mean, could be.
Do you believe, and this is a question for myself, do you believe match fixing exists in the Premier League?
No.
Do you believe it exists in English football?
Sure.
In lower leagues?
Yeah, for sure. I bet it does.
Do you believe it exists in European and world football? Yeah. Level that would stun people.
Yeah. The amount of money in gambling, for sure. And when you get to the lower leagues, these guys are not making money. I mean, they're just average salaries and what have you. I definitely think, and it wouldn't be match fixing, but it'd be getting yourself booked, for example, little petty stuff like that, for sure. Yeah. 100%.
All right.
Interesting one. Chuck your conspiracy theories into the post on Patreon. I think that's the best place to stack up more.
Random channel in Slack
as well. And before this SD card runs out of space, mate, I'm going to say stay safe, look after yourselves, and we'll be back at you tomorrow with Tottenham, which will be kind of a preview, because you're going Brighton, I've got Sevilla, bish bash bosh.
Yeah, we'll talk more about the weekend shit and what's to come.
Stay safe, look after yourselves, chow for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
Oh, yeah, the weekend is the derby.
Yeah, boy. Messi,